Welcome to the Make That Money Honey podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Joe, and I'm a financial coach and entrepreneur who is passionate about educating millennials on how to manage their finances in a way that helps them build the life of their dreams, both personally and professionally. After working as a certified financial planner with high net worth clients, I realized that there was a younger generation of wealth builders who were in desperate need of financial support as they grew their businesses, their incomes, and their future. In 2020, I created my coaching business to provide affordable financial education to ambitious women and couples of all backgrounds. So let's dive in, but before we do so, don't forget to click download and be sure to check out previous episodes for lots of juicy interviews and free learning. Welcome back for another episode of the Make That Money Honey podcast. Today's topic is one of my favorites and one that I am super guilty of, and it's the perfectionist trap. So what that means is if you are one of those kind of people that is constantly in your head about getting everything right, whether it be the lighting, whether it be the timing, when your kids are at school, when your husband is at work, when you are looking your best, when you've got clean hair, whatever it is, there's this perfectionist loop that we as entrepreneurs go through where we can get really in our head about just showing up and doing the work. So whether it be something related to social media, getting back to a client, doing your taxes, there are so many things that we just procrastinate on and think that we need to do one more course or have a shower and wash our hair. That's one for me. I feel like I can't do my best work until I've washed my hair, but I hate washing my hair. It sounds so stupid, but we all have this little thing in the back of our mind where we talk ourselves out of just doing the thing. And as an entrepreneur, you know that you often will just be sitting at your desk for hours, scrolling on social media, going outside, cleaning the house, making some food, having a nap, taking the dog for a walk. And before you know it, your day is like completely wasted. So what this episode is going to really be talking to you about is some of the things that are reasons behind your perfectionism and how to get out of this trap. So if this is you, continue to listen, because there are definitely some research and things that show what perfectionism is driven by. And so I want to start by saying that there are different personality types that particularly are affected by perfectionism. And the different personality types can have a really big impact on how you get work done, because when we are so fearful about what other people are going to think about us, rereading things or proofreading things a million times or doing the research, getting into a research hole is what I like to call it before we actually do it, it leaves ourselves open to this working on the 80-20 rule, where it's like 80% of the work, you get 80% of the work done, and we fixate on having that final 20% of things that are perfect before we actually release it, rather than just putting that 80% effort out. And why this holds us back is because you can waste so much time trying to be perfect, trying to wait for the perfect time, trying to wait for the perfect circumstances, and before you know it, it could be like months before you launch your podcast, before you start talking about your business or follow your social media plan or whatever it is that you're trying to do, setting up your email marketing, things like that. So one of the things that I've realized is much more important than fixating on being perfect, and especially in my industry of finance, you have to be so careful about what you say online or what you put out there to the world, because there's so much compliance. And that was one of the reasons why I left working in the corporate world in the first place, was there were just so many hoops that you had to jump through on a regular basis in order to just do your job, that it actually took away from the fun of doing your job, which was helping people sort out their financial picture, have a better understanding of where they're going, what their goals and objectives were, and how they could use financial tools to get them there. But because there's so many cases where people got sued or where there was financial planners that were doing unethical advice, there was this crazy amount of compliance that was introduced into the industry. And rightfully so, because we always want people to work ethically in this industry. But as a result, it made it very hard for people in the financial planning industry to just actually get out there and to work with clients and do their job. So this has been something that has been really in the back of my mind as a financial professional and as somebody who's running their own business now, of making sure that I am crossing my T's and dotting my I's and doing all my due diligence and all of my compliance and liability and protecting myself. But the trap is that it can then really hinder your progress as a professional because you're constantly second guessing yourself of, is somebody going to like this? Is somebody going to have an issue with this? Is it factually correct or incorrect? Doing your fact checking and all of that kind of thing before you're actually just doing the work. So the problem is that we fixate on the small details when really it's not the small details that are important to our audience and to are important to our potential clients. It's the big picture. So how do we get our message out there? How do we explain what we do, who we work with, and the kind of results that we get in a simple and understandable way? And the more you put yourself out there and just do the damn thing, the more you're going to practice building that muscle. And then when you get into the more complex topics, that's where you can do a little bit more of the fact checking. But if you're really focused on just creating awareness and giving general information about your industry, your type of clients, your avatar, what you do and what the problem is that you solve for your clients, then quantity over quality is going to be your best friend. So again, that's quantity. So the frequency of your output is going to be way more important than worrying about all the little details and getting all the facts correct and making sure you're doing everything perfectly by the book, so that you are just getting more and more awareness into what you do. So that's something that I'm really guilty of. So I'm going to be practicing that myself over the next little while, just really consistently showing up on my podcast, consistently showing up in my emails and in my social media platforms that are driving business, because I know that there is so much that I have to offer through my business and through my client results that I'm just not sharing because of this fear of perfectionism. And I was having a conversation with one of my business colleagues that I met in a mastermind this year in Australia. And we were talking about, firstly, I gave her props on her social media game because she is a multi-six-figure business owner and she coaches women on how to build their coaching businesses in the fitness, health and fitness space. And I was watching her videos and I was so inspired and I'm like, man, she's just doing such a great job of showing up consistently over time. And then when I sent her this voice message and said, hey, Meg, I just want to let you know that I'm absolutely loving all the content that you've been putting out there, she responded back with, oh my gosh, that makes me so happy to hear because I've been spiraling in my own head about not following a plan and my content's all over the place and sometimes I'm a hot mess. And as an outsider, we were sending these voice messages back and forth to each other. And as an outsider, it doesn't look like that at all. It looks like she's got all of her ducks in a line, like she's got some sort of a content plan, like she's really killing it in her business. And so this just goes to show you, this is just an example of this inner voice that we have that's telling us that we're not doing a good job or that we need to be doing better and that we need to be constantly improving and showing up and being this perfect version of ourselves. But at the end of the day, no one is perfect. We're all just failing forward. We're all just trying things and throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. And eventually your target customer is going to see what you're doing and want to work with you because you've consistently showed up. And it might be one of the 10 posts or one of the 10 podcasts or videos or whatever it is that you do that resonated with that one person the most. And so you're never going to know what that video or piece of content or material is until you actually do it. So the only way that you're going to get better at this and build that muscle is just by doing more and more content and showing up consistently over time and getting out of your head and into your business, putting it out there that you are open for business, because at least if you're out there and you're just doing a hot mess version of yourself on days where you're having a bad day or you're content batching or whatever it is that you're doing, at least you're doing something. Because if you're not doing anything, which is what I have been essentially doing on my social media for the last 6 months, is it's showing your audience that you're closed for business. And so just putting yourself out there shows that your audience, that you are open for business, that you are still there, that you're still behind the scenes doing whatever it is that you need to do. For me personally, almost all of my clients have come from word of mouth. So they've come from referrals from accountants, financial planners, people in my personal network, people that I've met through masterminds, and then somebody I've worked with, maybe a relationship coach has referred me somebody. So I have not really put an emphasis on my online presence within my business, because I'm like, well, that's not how people find me. But at the end of the day, people find you in all different types of ways. And especially when you are an online business provider or service provider, people are going to find you in different methods. So maybe somebody's going to share your podcast with their friends, or maybe somebody's going to share a reel that you posted on Instagram, or some piece of material that you put out in your email. You never know how these people are going to find you. So tapping into multiple different channels and repurposing your content across multiple different channels takes away the necessity for you having to work harder, not smarter. So one thing that I've recently figured out is that there's this editing platform for your podcast that can transcribe your podcast called Descript. And this is not sponsored, by the way. This is just something that one of my colleagues taught me about. And Descript can transcribe your podcast and create it into words that you can then use for social media posts or a LinkedIn article or your email newsletter, whatever it is. So you don't have to try and reinvent the wheel across all these different platforms. You can just say, okay, this week's topic is going to be on perfectionism and procrastination. Great. Then that's going to be the message that you have across all your different channels. By having structure like this and having different platforms and softwares that are created specifically for this type of work, just makes it so much easier for you as the creator to just get yourself out there, jump on your podcast or whatever it is, your reels, and start making more content. And the more you do it, the more you're going to build trust in yourself, the more your audience is going to build trust in you, and the more you're going to get your message out there about what you actually do, who the people are that you help, and thus make you more money. So today's podcast is honestly really simple. It's just get out there, try more of the things, fail forward, see what works, see what content sticks, repurpose your content across multiple different social media channels or platforms so that you don't have to work as hard. You can do a lot of software stuff to help you with this, with AI. You can get ideas from AI if you're having a bit of a writer's block. There's so many different tools out there now that have made business easier and easier to access your people and to show up so that you don't have to do all the heavy lifting yourself. And just set yourself some time in your day. So my most productive time in the day is right after I have my morning coffee. It's around like, I don't know, 10 a.m., 10, 11 a.m. And that's when I'm the most creative. And then I leave things like responding to client emails and doing administration for the evening, because it doesn't take as much of my energy. It's not as much of my creativity. So whenever you are most creative in your day is when you should be creating this material, not waiting until the evening, not waiting until you're distracted or sitting on the couch watching TV. Just schedule it in to the time of day where you feel the most hype, because that's when it's going to come across as the most authentic, the most interesting, and people can relate to it the most. So I hope this helps. I know there's a lot of people out there, whether you're in business for yourself, whether you're trying to create a home hobby project, that are just waiting to get ready, to get ready, to get ready to pull the trigger. And before you know it, 6 months has passed before you actually pull the trigger and do the thing that you've been wanting to do for so long. So if you've been sitting silent or watching from the sidelines, this is your sign from the universe that you need to just pull your head out of your butt and go and try the thing. And people honestly are judging you a lot less than you think they are. They just want to see you show up. They just want to hear what you have to say. They're obviously following you for a reason. So just getting it out there to the world so that you can share your amazing gift. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Thanks for listening. If you love this episode, please feel free to share it with a friend or leave me a 5-star review. I will be forever grateful so that I can reach more ambitious people like you. You can connect with me on Instagram at makethatmoney.honey or find ways that we can work together to help you create lasting financial freedom and security at www.sandrajoe.com. And until next time, go make that money, honey.